Blog Talk Radio.
Wake Up America and Face the Dragon Lawrence Live. I am your co-host, the Reverend Victoria Lee Scott. We are so very sorry for, Wednesday's show. We just couldn't get on. I don't know what the scheduling, what the problem was, but I want to thank all of our listeners for going to Monday's show and showing us some fabulous support as to what we do here on Wake Up America and Face the Dragon Lawrence Live. Our goal in broadcasting is to be the voice of the people for the backlash movement against government control over the nation's freedom and to secure the blessings of liberty that will restore traditional American values that we fought to preserve for the last 200 years. The pivotal tide of politics has occurred. The radical deviation from the Constitution by both political parties eradicates our rights as free citizens, which cannot be tolerated any longer. Therefore, we choose to voice our political disdain each and every Monday and Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, as long as we still have the right to do so. The authoritarian governmental ideology that is being implemented in America today, as the people can now witness for themselves, through rules, regulations, and even the law, and new rules, and new laws, and new regulations. At long last, for all utopian dreamers, will put an end to the liberty from governmental control that they sought after for decades. The Obama administration's approach to politics will resonate with the people that have had enough of lies, cheats, and the politically correct cowards in our elected office. And Lawrence's new, very soon upcoming book, Wake Up America, Face the Dragon, there is a chapter in Justice for All, which provides glaring proof of how our Constitution is being destroyed by injustice within the justice system itself. Lawrence's forthright writing style and his communication skills, along with mine, will open up the eyes and the ears of those who are afraid to face the dragon of liberalism that is devouring decency, freedom, and individual liberty in America. Lawrence has endeavored to write our country's political truth using God-given common sense that he knows we all possess, at least those who listen to us. Lawrence, a former soldier, a patriot, and a phenomenal American man. Hi, honey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before I got into anything, I just wanted to say hi. I wanted to
introduce me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, just wanted to bring you on board there with so much that we do. In today's reading, I'm just going to take it. You know, I like to share a little bit of a day book of grace. And A.B. Simpson, we are his beloved. Let us but feel that he has set his love upon us, that he is watching us from those heavens with tender interest, that he is working out the mastery of our lives with solitude and fondness. Isn't that cool?
I don't agree with it.
No?
No. He's not watching us from the heavens. He is everywhere.
Well.
In everything.
Right.
That's the, you know, and if you view it that way, and I've done this many times, if you view it that way, that's fine.
Sure.
There are,
however one can custom design, there is no right or wrong.
Right.
Well, you know.
I am expressing my view.
I understand. So, how are you today?
I'm very well.
Good.
And I started doing three different shows and came down to, I didn't like any of them, so I'm doing this one, which I just came up with today. Because I was, it turned my attention to the word united, you know, the United States. And in all that I read of the formation of the United States is that it was formed because it was united. So then I started thinking, well, what does the word united really mean? United, I started wrestling with united to what? You know, looking at the way things are today. And I came up with the fact that surely this is a philosophical expression more than it is a deed, or maybe it is, I don't know. But it led me to an ultimate conclusion. And that conclusion was from the time, you know, you go back to, what, 380, somewhere around there, B.C. I'm making notes to my notes. Plato and Socrates were philosophers, and they had warned us about the love of money. And the love of money, and that, the love of money is also power. It's absolute power. When you achieve enough money, you have absolute power, and absolute power, as they warn, corrupts absolutely. So this is where we find ourselves today, is my point to that whole thing. We don't find ourselves united. We find ourselves divided. And why is that? Because we went back to putting money before anything else. And I never have ever used the word capitalism, because I think I've done one on one of the, yes, I have done it on one of the shows, that the word capitalism actually sprung up, really got strong during the Cold War, when Nikita Khrushchev was pounding his fists on the pulpit of the UN, and that's what he called us. That's how he besmirched the American dollar system, by calling us capitalists. And the leftists loved it. They picked it up, man, and they ran with it like a football. And up until now, scored a touchdown with it. No, I didn't watch the game. I couldn't care less. Who played?
Ravens and 49ers.
Ah.
Ravens won.
The 49ers, I stopped watching football when Joe Montana retired. And the game became a game of money rather than a game of honor. The founders, is our telephone having a heart attack or something? Oh, another call coming. The founders of America, where was it? All right. Who wrote the Constitution, based the Constitution on our unique ability to be free people. And the way that we were free comes from, or is granted to us, by divine providence. What's divine providence? The word providence is literally means the protection and care of God. God. See, so what happened, and we had a caller who called, remember, Victoria? We had a caller that called in that time and said God isn't referred to in the Constitution nor
right.
in the Declaration
mm-hmm.
of Independence. Well, he must have lost his dictionary someplace.
Right.
Because the word providence is used, and it means under the protection of God. So the word God was indirectly used. And that kind of goes to show, and I'm bringing that out because it kind of goes to show
mm-hmm.
why I use the divine creator or the creator rather than God. Because it's more of a mystical form of speech, you know, providence, you know. Sounds like a city in Massachusetts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Providence, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Ever been there?
No.
Very pretty. Very pretty. Very pretty city. Or town. I don't know what it is.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. There it is. Rhode Island. Been there. So just wanted to bring that out one more time, why I don't use God. Divine providence. Where was it? Before I confused myself again. And it occurred to me that the whole founding of this nation is based upon faith. No?
Yes.
Divine providence, duh. You think?
You think? Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's based upon divine providence, and it which is also faith, then we are to what? Love our neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Should it have been, and did it start off with a neighbor helping a neighbor? Each of the persons back then at the founding of this great nation, as this once great nation, helped each other. Each of them had individual skills. If I'm a carpenter and you're a hairdresser and you need something built, I would build it for you, and in turn, you would cut my hair and bleach my eyebrows. So there was the this for that. Tacquavelli, I botched that French name up. In 1836, wrote a book, The Democracy of America. He observed when he was here that government was almost invisible. To him, it almost didn't exist. He says there was no taxes, no police, no army. Sounds like heaven to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the right direction. However, as soon as money arrived on the scene, human greed took over. And the reason why human greed took over was because not necessarily of the currency itself, because there's no evil in the currency. The evil comes from man. It comes from man because what money allows is it allowed the commoner to rise to the status of a monarch. No?
Yeah.
Because the more money you have, the more power you have, and the more power you have, the more you are like a monarch, right? The desire for status kindles the fire of greed. And the odd thing about it is, it doesn't take long before it didn't take long before mankind. And I'm going to change the word here. You know I like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
In lieu of using mankind to identify of whom I'm speaking to the listeners, I'm obviously not talking about you. If you're listening to me, we are one of the same mind, to a certain degree, I suppose. What I'm going to do instead is to identify who mankind is, I'm going to call it not kind. No. I'm looking at my notes. I completely lost myself. Sorry. Well, it didn't take long before mankind to discover that land ownership was as good, if not better, than money. This is what I wanted to do first. Sorry, I got lost here. Okay. So what did mankind do? And that's where what mankind did in the name of God, man stole, invaded, and killed the landowners.
Mm.
Now, excuse me for a minute here, but I got a little bit of a problem with this. And this one particular issue is something that I've wrestled with all my life. And in the sake of virtue and morality, and is why we have a country divided, because what we're doing is we've been socially divided by status and money. So divided that the president won re-election. Is the case in point to the whole thing.
Right.
All right, where was I again? Okay. And these landowners that we call Native Americans were actually people who had a very deep, a deep spiritual nature. They only took from nature what they needed to live on. They didn't rape land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for progress and everything else, but we really what I'm doing is I'm showing the schism that has caused us not to be united.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that this greed does not only come from the secularists. This is from the religious also. So it's religious and secularists alike. It is the greed or the love of money, which Plato and Socrates said is the root of all evil. And interesting too that they used the word root of all evil,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's the base of a tree.
Right.
It's what a tree grows on. So if you don't let that root grow,
you got root rot.
Yeah,
and you got nothing but coming out but rot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And to justify the invasion, stealing and killing of the Native American, they call the They called, they labeled, here we go with the labels again, they must have been all liberals, they labeled the Native American savages.
Yeah.
These are savages. And to make matters worse, both the church and the government allowed these massacres to continue.
Yeah.
They further rounded up all of the savages at the end of their great conquest of America. They rounded up all of these savages and stuck them in concentration camps called reservations, the rest of what they didn't kill. So they stole the land. Now, first they invaded the country. They stole the land, and they killed the people.
Right.
All for the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are left on the reservations, to add insult to injury, they kept them drunk.
That's it.
Drugged and poor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where was I? You see, my point here is, and I'm bringing out the evils of unkind man. That's the word I was groping for before. I'm bringing out the evils of unkind man because unkind man cannot, nor will not, comprehend spirituality. Which is why I spent so much time talking about the subject. So that we stop, and I'm, you know, mythologically speaking, or we stop, in a way, contributing to, because if we don't stop it, we are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, I'm saying we must have a change of heart so that we participate in stopping the killing, stop killing one another in the name of peace.
Right.
For a warrior to say that, it's, you know, I've had a change of heart.
Mm.
And if I could change, if I could have a change of heart, so can anyone.
Yeah, but the whole idea is to create that. I mean, how do you fight about, you know, you just can't say, oh, I have peace inside of me when it's, I mean, they're so violently coming after us.
Mm-hmm. So we have to have peace in us. That's how it starts. Now, what I'm heading to is the start of peace.
Right.
Peace doesn't start by laying down your gun.
No.
Because the other guy will shoot you.
Will shoot you, yeah.
It's common sense, you know, which is what liberalism is sorely lacking in.
Excuse me. Yeah, now that we have John Kerry at the helm of Secretary of
State. It's getting better by the minute.
It sure is.
This is like a Walt Disney comedy. We got Elmer Fudd running the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah. Ugh, we got them all.
We got. I don't know. I think there's more to come, to tell you the truth.
I agree. I do too.
Okay. So what is the solution to the ultimate downfall of this society? Because that's exactly what we're talking about. Walk in the spirit.
Well, that's it. It's going to find its way back.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly is going to get very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And when ugly reaches its max, it's got, you know, the opposite, right? For every action, there's an opposite reaction. So if they bombard us with ugliness and violence, isn't it only a matter of time before...
That's what the founders said in the Constitution.
Okay.
Until the evils are sufficient.
Mm, right.
And the usurpations are so much...
Right.
That's, in essence, what they were saying is, when you really had enough.
Yeah, when you really
but
had
you
enough.
Have to suffer a lot.
A lot. A lot.
A lot.
A
the
lot.
Suffering hasn't even begun.
Yeah, more than this country could even imagine.
More than most people can
could,
bear.
Could even bear. That's why I think so many will suffer.
I don't. Okay. Well, having said that,
mm-hmm.
walk in the spirit.
Right. Exactly.
It's as simple as that.
I know.
And though it's simple, the concept, or the concept, I should say, is simple, but, and it's a big however, the learning it is another story. And that's what I'm doing. I'm
sure.
In bits and pieces, I know you're putting pressure
okay.
on me.
We
know we have a call. Just let me get the rest of these words out of here. I'm stumbling over them. Victoria's ratcheting up the pressure on me. Okay, so we have to learn these things, and basically that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing what I know, and I've said it many times before. Am I a guru? No, I'm not. Okay,
right.
Take a call.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon Lawrence Live. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Okay, how are
Good.
You?
Who do we have?
This is Chris from Salisbury, Maryland.
Hey.
Salisbury, Maryland.
Salisbury, Maryland.
Cool.
Chris, do you know I won a bodybuilding competition in Salisbury, Maryland?
Have I done what?
I won a bodybuilding competition there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I haven't heard that in so many years. That's so funny.
And we have all the pictures of Victoria posing and everything else. You would never think it, right?
Welcome, Chris.
Oh, well, yeah, the Usashore is a different animal then, I guess you know.
Right. So what do you got on your mind, bud?
Well, I think we're talking, you're talking about people have to suffer and understand what's going on. I'm not so sure that's the real reason. Listen, we have a lot of idiots in this world and in this country, and, you know, Obamacare is going to shove this new $2,400 a year penalty down their throat.
You bet.
I don't think that's going to make a difference. I do go along with the Federalist Papers that every so often blood has to be shed because
mm-hmm.
freedom is a different animal than what most people want. I don't think most people want to be free. I don't think most people wanted to do on their own, you know, especially coming from Maryland. It's, you know, I'm not sure what to say. I can tell you this. I'm tired of it. I'm really dead tired of it. I know my kids are going to suffer.
Yep, that's
I'm
right.
I'm pissed off at everybody because we've already surpassed we're broke. We surpassed that route a long time ago.
Right.
We're becoming, I have a degree in history, which sucks.
Yeah, good for you.
Because most people don't understand history. We're becoming like the, you know, like the Nazi Germany. We're there.
You got it.
Isn't it crazy?
Chris, I wish more people like yourselves or any of the other educators that you're involved with would get into history because history, sir, is about to repeat itself.
Wait a second. I'll tell you this. I learned history. I got a degree in history. When I first started going, it was the early 90s. That's when they started changing history.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Things, you know, so that's where I woke up.
Right.
When I got this degree, that's, and we see ignorant people all over the country.
But do you see how? I mean, I don't know how old. If you have children, we have a 15-year-old in 10th grade, and we are very hands-on parents. And let me tell you, the history books that they're being taught out of.
In comparison to what we were taught.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, my kids. They're now 12 and 5. I always sent them to private school, but the Obama economy allowed me to screw up and not afford to do that. And they know a little better. I can tell you one thing. Both of my kids, even my 5-year-old, is a dead-on shot. So they know what's going on, but they're not prepared for it. And I'd much rather suffer the consequences myself than them to have to take it. So they're too young.
That's why, Chris, we're on the air doing what we're doing.
And we're very happy that you called in because,
yes,
you know what, it is, we do this going on our fourth year twice a week, and we do it because somebody's got to stand, somebody's got to explain to this country exactly what it is that is going on, because children are going to suffer terribly.
What happens, and I know the Constitution is the most important thing because it stands for a lot of stuff, but what do we do when our elected officials don't abide by it and the Supreme Court doesn't abide by it? Because they're in their own little world. They're in their own little group where everybody makes all this money and they don't care. I mean, you do understand that the Revolutionary War is fought on a lot less taxes than what we get leveled with every day.
Mm.
The question that you're asking about, what do we do about the Constitution? If it's up to the Obama administration, the Constitution will slowly be shredded into pieces. And they're not going to literally tear it up. What they're going to do is constantly keep going around it.
Well, okay, I'm not sure how you guys are. I'm hitting 40, but I've never seen, growing up in the Reagan, I've never seen this atmosphere. I've never seen an administration so corrupt. And I've never seen an administration so corrupt that people buy. Well, you have so many atmospheres of getting the information, they just disregard it.
Right.
It's like, it's unbelievable. It's like so many people are becoming sheeple.
And the big problem, Chris, is you hit the nail right on the head before, is ignorance. People don't see or do not understand what's going on around them. But when this system comes crashing down, and crash it will, then everybody's going to be walking around going, what in the hell happened?
But it's not going to take that long. Listen, I've had my own businesses. I'm working part-time at another large retailer. This retailer, along with all others, are getting rid of basic full-time people to bring out
part-timers. We don't make anything here, Chris.
With Obamacare.
We don't make anything.
Yep, we don't manufacture.
We manufacture nothing here.
All they're going
and we've got to put people to work.
But all they do is constrict us. All they do is take the pie and make it smaller and smaller and smaller.
Right.
People don't understand. Come on. This is a problem with education. They don't teach basic economics. I mean, come on. Things go bad, you stop spending. They don't teach that.
Right.
People think that Obamacare is free. Really? No. What's going to happen? The uninsured are going to pay at least $2,400 a year starting next year. They're going to be screwed. Nobody can afford it.
Yep.
And what happened? What happens there? Is it martial law? Is it what?
Yeah, well,
Victoria, it's interesting that you brought that up because Victoria and I were discussing it just before we went on the show. And I have a feeling, and this is my opinion, I have a feeling that the president's going to wait for the congressional re-elections in 2 years. Now, if he wins a supermajority in the House, you think it's bad now, dude? He's just getting warmed up. And if he loses, I don't think he is going to step down, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to look for an excuse to declare martial law, or actually to put the executive order, which he signed a year ago, into effect.
You do understand the executive order is not a legal document. You don't have to abide by the executive order. It's not legal. You know?
Yeah,
tell the guys with the guns when they come and say, we're here on an authority of the president.
Seriously, you know, and you know, the same thing, too. We're listening to watching the Supreme Court, I guess, still questioning documents from this president. None of this matters. They've got too much of a foothold. We can scream about these silly things all we want, though we do have valid points. But the point being is nobody is listening enough.
We don't have the authority to change it.
Right. We don't. Exactly.
You still there, Chris?
Yeah, hold on a second. I got to go say bye to my kids. I'll call right back.
All right, go ahead.
Kids come first, dude.
Kids do come first, and I'm really glad that, because, you know, and he sounds like a guy out in Maryland, but you didn't hear, to hear him say all his kids know how to shoot.
That's it.
You know, and I think it's very interesting. And I think also what he meant, too, is that there are a lot of people that live in Maryland that live off the state.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of people everywhere that's living off the state. Unemployment is, I heard the figures the other day, I almost fell off my chair.
Right. I was listening in the Rush this morning.
One out of five is unemployed.
Wow.
And the only reason why they're able to tweak the number percentage market is because a lot of people gave up.
Well, that's why, yes.
They ran out their benefits, and that's it.
Yeah.
What they're doing is, I have no clue.
I don't either.
If it wasn't for me being a writer now, I don't know what I'd do.
I know. And me, I think I can honestly say, in my business, 17 years I'm in there, and I finally have my own lease.
You're doing great. God
and
bless
I
you.
Have, and I also, as of February 1st, to these wonderful guys that own the building, and I don't have to deal with the bar next door, which is just wonderful for me. But also, my salon will be rewired properly, and I'll also have a heater put in.
You didn't explain the fact that you're subleasing it from another business.
Right, but that's
now,
what I'm saying. Well,
the other business is being kicked out, and Victoria's now going to be leasing directly from the landlord.
From the, yeah, so I'm...
Whom thinks she is wonderful.
Well, I am very happy, and after 17 years, you know, I truly believe a lot had to do with realizing in 2010 that I had to really change the way I did business in the salon,
mm-hmm.
You know, and...
Adapt and overcome.
Adapt, and yeah, and I can say I'm very proud of my girls. I want to keep... I'm very, very proud of where my business has been, when most people are losing their businesses. And, you know, it's incredible how many people are losing their jobs and people are closing. I'm watching businesses all around me just close, going out
mm-hmm.
of business,
yeah.
All over Second Street,
yep.
And plus right next door to me, the antique store is gone again.
Yep.
I mean, so, you know, it's just, I have so much gratitude. But the thing is, you know, when nobody was paying attention that the economy and everything was changing, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and I started cutting and changing the way I did business and this and that. And it takes a constant, you have to watch what's going on.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
And that's the latter part of my discussion today.
Right.
Of course, I always I gravitate to it because it's the key.
Yeah.
It's the key to conscious awareness. And we'll get to that after, I guess, Chris is going to call back.
Yeah, he'll call back and we'll get back into that.
And I'd like to know what I'm really interested to know is how he found us, you know. And it's also interesting that somebody clear across the other side of the country is listening, which is
right.
It's great. That's really cool. You also realize that a lot of our, not necessarily our listening audience, but our reading audience comes from India. And it doesn't surprise me in the least because the Indians is 80% Hindus. And Hindus are very spiritual, not necessarily that they're attaining to a religion, but they're very, very spiritual race. So you want to do something?
Actually, I have time now. I would love to.
Roll
you
it.
Know, I
this
love.
This way you can stop when.
Yeah, when Chris calls, and then you guys can pick back up where we were. But at least I really wanted to share this. You know, I get my morning bell, Heritage Foundation, and I just remember once reading that the Heritage Foundation, part of what they do is so that people like me take the information that they provide and I broadcast the news. And I like to get my news from Reuters, from all different sources. I like to cross-check. I like to get it. I think Chris is back, love.
Okay.
So we're going to take Chris, but I hope we have enough time this afternoon to do what ideas are conservatives for. And I think it'll be an interesting article to share. Welcome back to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon Lawrence Live. Is that you, Chris?
Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, it's hard to explain. I'm in the middle of a divorce with an extremely liberal sort of legal immigrant. So.
Well, my heart goes out to you on that. That little, he described her as a liberal.
Okay, so
No.
Ex-wife is in the divorce.
My ex-wife was liberal. When I met her, she became much more conservative as we grew and had a family. Then when we separated, her family came down from Corpus Christi to our pieces of junk, and they don't do anything, and she became more liberal. And the weird thing is she worked in the government, and that changed her whole philosophy. So, I get it. I understand. It's just, it's society, and she got into an organization that will give her everything she needs. And the funny thing is, if you ever learn about, especially local government is very degrading, it's corrupt, it's unbelievable. Local government is even worse than federal government. It's all evil. It's all hurtful, and that's what we're up against. It's not the people who need it don't care. Unfortunately, they don't look at it that way.
Well, all I know is that they here, we're in California, so we have a lot of our city workers, right? Are contracted from the city, and it has many things.
Or local municipalities.
But the problem is they don't speak English, even on the job. I am floored after what we just witnessed as far as the city redoing this whole area around here. And, I mean, we're talking about people that don't speak the language. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay, but that's what they're hiring. They're good workers, and that's it.
You look at early 1900s, everybody wanted to assimilate. Everybody wanted to be American. Yep. Now everybody wants to come to America and make it their own culture that sucked in the first place.
Right. Well, the
What do you think about the Federalist Papers? I mean, is that what you're seeing now? I mean, do you see somebody standing up? Because the government, any government doesn't really help us. The state, the federal.
What Hamilton and what John Jay said in the Federalist Papers, you read them, Chris, and you say, this country is nowhere near what these gentlemen were talking about.
No. But then again, I grew up in the 80s, and this country is nowhere what it was in the 80s. I never thought that would happen.
Right, exactly. I grew up in the 50s. And I used to be able to take my rifle and shoot a deer right outside my house. Now, if you
it handcuffs
you in all your way.
I forgot the decision, but, I mean, people used to be able to take their rifles all the time to school, and guess what happened? When God and the Bible and guns were allowed in school, you did not have mass shooting.
Of course not.
So we get guns out, we get the Bible out, and what happens? People believe in nothing, and we have mass shootings. So what happens? Government comes down and says, we need this because they believe in nothing.
They believe in nothing.
Right. And as I was saying, if you believe in nothing, you'll believe in anything.
Right. And that's exactly what's going on. I mean, our daughter is...
why not a sacred cow?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's...
Can I marry a chicken?
You don't want to marry a chicken. But, I think the removal of the father from
the father role, of course.
The father, yeah.
Of course.
Removal of that, and
the only person you can make fun of in this country is God. I mean, hell forbid you believe in Islam. You can't say anything about that pedophile. It's just, isn't the logic telling you the illogical atmosphere, the stupidity of people? I mean, isn't that the whole problem? We can't think in logical terms anymore.
Right.
Because
that's the whole thing. And that's what liberalism does, basically. It's illogical, irrational stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Just take global warming, for example. It's the most illogical reasoning on earth, yet they say it loud enough and often enough, and people start believing it.
Wait a second. First of all, if we had global warming, the whole world would be a much better place.
Yeah.
We'd have much more crops. I mean, there is a reason we have Iceland and all, but we'd have much more crops. Everybody would be much more prosperous because warm weather begets that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I understand it. It's stupid. I mean, it's not. But then you're talking about people like Al Gore and all who make money off of crap.
Yep.
That's all they're, and they're trying to destroy something and a belief in something that they've never experienced. They have no idea what communism or totalitarianism is, because these people who believe in it will be the first people put up against the wall and shot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the same way in Nazi Germany.
So we're in that. Well, we're right down the path of Nazi Germany, aren't we? We're doing everything they did.
It's exactly right. And the nationalizing the businesses was the big thing that really woke me up as far as what direction this administration is heading in. Because once you nationalize the big business, that you're right on the road to, well, that's where the word Nazi came from. It's the nationalization of businesses.
And then where do you think the evolution is going? Do you think people wake up? I'm sorry. I don't have that much trust in Americans. I don't have that much trust in the world anymore.
Yeah.
No. I can't listen to Obama speak.
I can't. I can't either.
I can't even listen to
You know why I can't listen to him speak, Chris? Because I know exactly what he's going to say.
Right.
So what is the point? I mean, where do we fight? Who do we fight against? I mean, we're so surrounded by ignorance. It's unbelievable. Where do we?
That's the crazy part. And you know what? I think, Chris, that I think it is going to take people such as ourselves and plus you, people that have learned and studied this country's history and have an idea on this country's history. And I think if things get ugly enough, then people are going to want to know, because at that point, knowledge is power.
But,
and they're going to want. All we can do is keep doing what we're doing, talk to each other.
And keep the faith, man.
Keep the faith. You calling in is just as important as us being here. What it's about.
But aren't we talking about a black population? It's like 18% unemployed now.
Yeah.
99% right. For this guy who keeps hurting them over and over again. I mean,
they're waiting for this. They're so drunk on the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
They're so drunk on it. They honestly think that with time, everything he has implemented is going to make everything wine and rosy again.
They don't think that at all. These are national socialists. They couldn't care less about you and me. All they want is the power for themselves.
No, I'm talking about the masses. I'm talking about the people that are following it, that are not listening. That's what I'm talking about.
But the masses don't understand history, because if you understand
that's
right. That's what I'm saying.
That's where the vote is. It was the Democrats who fought against civil rights. It's the Democrats who created the KKK. It's the Democrats who put the fire hoses on people. The black people keep... But that's a hysteria you don't understand. Remember the L.A. riot?
Yeah.
What did they destroy?
Do.
The black people destroyed their own neighborhood.
And they'll do it again, given the opportunity. They will do it again.
Well, look at Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to look at Chicago. You know? But also, too, as far as the murders in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
I think there were more murders in Chicago last year than there were in Afghanistan.
With no gun control.
The only people that have guns are criminals and
cops.
The cops are the ones who come after you kill somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
So, again, it's logic and hypocrisy. It's so astounding. You would think people would have a little more understanding of what's going on in this world. But they don't.
Chris, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How did you hear about our show?
Oh, well, you know what? I have to tell you, I really hate the new Blog Talk Radio format. I'm always looking in, but I just despise it. I hate it. So
right.
I'm looking in, and you're like one of the first few that I could click on it, and it was live. I despise, I don't know what Baldock's done, but it's horrible. But you're on there, so I'm
yeah,
not
well,
announcing you or anything. I mean, you're from California?
Yes.
No, actually, we're from New York.
We're actually
but
New York.
We're stuck in California.
We're actually from New York, yes. And how we got
yeah,
out here, and it's
long story.
It's a long story, but it's just so interesting. We are we go by the California conservatives from the left coast.
Well, that's not bad. Listen, I'm from Maryland. If you know anything about Maryland, we're right up your butt. We're doing everything to screw everything up. O'Malley is a horrible person, a horrible governor who's trying to go, about to run for president.
I don't know.
I understand. I've heard that a few times, Marilyn. I'm very surprised because it was, when I was growing up, that whole area was considered almost part of the South in the fact that, they were.
The Eastern Shore is not inner city Baltimore. Inner city Baltimore is just a rough, horrible area.
Really?
Wow.
You know, it's the Eastern Shore. They're trying to destroy farming. I mean, they destroyed everything out here. You know, you understand, well, you know, liberals move from place to place.
That's right.
It. They want to get rid of where they came from, but then they do it to another place. Well, that's sort of what happened.
Yep.
They
that's exactly what happened.
They destroy it, and, you know, I'm kind of tired of it. The Eastern Shore was a nice local place. It was farmers. It was a nice family community, and they destroyed it. And what are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's what they're
what.
Doing all across this country. One small, you know, one town here, one town there. And, you know, it's leaving its mark. That's the sad part is it's really leaving its mark.
Well, the liberalism moves into an area with their, speech correctness and, you know, politically correct speech and multiculturalism.
And
you
all
know,
their good deeds.
Yeah, good all
the
good
deeds.
Their welfare state.
Put them in front of us and stop their face and saying, if you don't like where you came from, stop trying to make our county like this.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, well, PC screws everybody. I don't know. If you live in California and you're doing halfway decent, God bless, because that's a nasty place. But New York's all like that, and Maryland's right behind it, and they're controlling everything. And everybody leaves these places to go to other places to screw those states up.
Yeah.
The interesting part about it, and I brought this out on the show a few times already, California gets a really bad rap because I worked as a general contractor. I worked as a superintendent for a large construction company, and we moved around we hired a lot of guys from outside of the very urban very urbanized people. And I'll tell you what, these guys are rednecks, so. And the funny part about it, Chris, is that I would say percentage-wise, 75% of the state is really very conservative. The reason why it is sounds so liberal is because everything is run out of the big cities. And
it has to be, because if you think about it, I mean, you look down at San Diego and all these places,
yeah.
That's the place to be if you're – if they didn't have the high tax and all this stuff, people would flock up. I've been there a few times. I love to live there. But you can't survive there, and I don't want to be around those people. But, damn,
right.
I tell you what, you go down to San Diego, it's just beautiful all year round.
I've been to San Diego a few times.
Yeah.
If you were able to live your life.
Well, we're right here in Long Beach. We're right on the ocean. So we're not. It's not. It's pretty good here. I have to honestly say, I grew up in Long Beach, Long Island, and I always wanted to live in California. How I wound up exactly in Long Beach, California, not only by myself, but
I wanted
with
to
you.
Visit California. All I wanted to do was visit California.
And you fell in love.
And then I met you.
How funny is that? Yes, but you know what? I truly believe that the Lord knows why we're here. Because these people so need to hear what it is that we have to say. And in its way, you know, as many places as I could think to be, I think our calling is here.
Wherever you think that is, I think that's good. I think people, no matter where you're at, I think people want to hear the truth. Telling the truth is something different. Living the truth and telling it all the time can be very hurtful. I mean, that's the society we live in. It's weird that you think about it. America was built on freedom of speech, and now you see everybody trying to degrade that. We're trying to become these third world countries where if you speak the truth, you're horrible. I mean, oh my God, you're from Oregon and you don't want to have you don't want to make a lesbian cake? Oh, the state's going to come in. Really? That's not the American way. And we're destroying the Constitution.
Yeah.
Left and right. And we're ruled by the minority. You know, when political correctness came in, that's what I always thought. I was a little kid when I came in. And I always asked the question is, how the hell can you say something that won't piss somebody off? Because that's the way it is. That's the way the world is. You're now ruled by the minority.
Right.
And that's just another government way to take over everything we have. But unfortunately, we live in America, and I do think we have a standing. The gun grab may be the biggest thing that the government should not have done.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, Chris, thanks very much for calling in. We only have about 3 more minutes left on the show.
All right, no problem. Thanks. I hope you guys have a great day.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, call in anytime, man.
You know what? Listen, because Lawrence's book will be out soon, and I'd love for you to have a copy of it.
Yeah.
And also, too, we'll be probably working on a way to bring families to play a Constitutional Quest board game. So I would really like your input on some of this stuff. So don't go too far from us.
Oh, no problem. I'll check back in. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have
if you want
one,
to
Chris.
Email us, it's at Slayer at wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. You can go to our website, www.wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. All of our shows are on demand. I want to thank you, Chris, for joining us today here on Wake Up America and Face the Dragon Lawrence Live. Have a fabulous day. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor, Chris.
Well, nice. Another person, another guy trying to raise his children.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is what I find very interesting, history.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what, that I couldn't have asked for anyone better to come in and talk Federalist Papers with you and talk the history of this country. And that's what I think we have to do.
Yes.
We have to take that knowledge and start using it together and working off one another. And, you know, here is a guy all the way in Maryland, Lawrence.
Right.
And how what a wonderful blessing if it was just even the three of us. It makes it all worth it to me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris.
And I hope all of our archive listeners enjoyed the show today. I'm going to be picking it up because I didn't really get through all of my monologues, so I'll be picking it up from where I left off. And I'm heading towards a conclusion that I'm sure you might want to hear.
Take this back up on Wednesday?
We'll take this back up on Wednesday.
Fabulous.
Finish it up. And then I'm going to do, Chris might be interested, and I'm going to do a comparison. We touched on Nazi Germany, but I can bring a comparison even closer than that. And it's called Watergate. Being a history teacher, I'm sure Chris knows about the Watergate scandal during the Nixon administration. But the piece that I'm going to do on the Nixon scandal is just bring to your attention some of the players involved, because everybody's going, how did we get here? I'm pointing the way of how we got here. And the only way to correct is by changing our attitude, changing the way we perceive this country and in fact, ourselves. We have 90 seconds left, and
I just think it's fabulous, you know, that we can at least have a place here to take the knowledge and all the research and everything that you do, Lawrence, and promote it here on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, if you want to email or talk to Lawrence, you can get at wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. Also, go to www.wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com. Read the blogs, look at our website, and keep doing what we're doing. Say good afternoon, Lawrence.
Good afternoon, Lawrence.